And I trust that I'll be able to say something today that will be profitable and beneficial. Chapter number 24, Joshua chapter number 24, a very familiar passage of Scripture. And I hope I've understood what I need to understand. It's good to see each one of you. And it's good to be back at Bethany. We're gone a lot, and I appreciate your prayers, and we appreciate your support. And we know that you pray for us a lot when we're gone. I hear you when you tell us about your concern for us. We thank you for it. And I thank the Lord that he's enabled me with the strength to do what we're able to do. And I just appreciate all that God has done. Joshua chapter number 24, and I'm beginning to read at verse number 14. The Bible said, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. Serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did choose and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God." Before you sit down, if you just stretch your hand and ask the Lord to help me once more. Father, thank you for this passage of Scripture. Thank you for the word of the Lord. We're trusting in your mercy, your anointing this morning. Father, I pray that you'll anoint your word, anoint your servant. Give us a good altar service today, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Probably of all the scriptures that's been read and preached from, through the years, this is probably one of the more used. But this week, this has been on my mind since I knew that I would be preaching this morning. It was very clear to Joshua. He had called all of these elders together. Joshua, if you would read on down, died at the end of this chapter, being 110 years old. And the Bible teaches that they served the Lord after Joshua died for some time. Those that overlived Joshua, the elders, but they soon forgot. They soon forgot. And you know, it was clear to Joshua that they were going to serve some god. And he called them together. And you know, it's very clear today that people are going to serve some god. Are you know, you say, well, I don't have an idol, but we're serving something. We're serving something. And it becomes a god of some kind. We may not bow down to it. People may not bow down as to an idol. Or we may not bow down as to an altar as we do to our Almighty God, that love and worship our Almighty God. But people serve something. And Joshua knew that these people were going to serve some god. And so he was calling them to record. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to serve the god that your father served, that were on the other side of the flood and in Egypt? Or are you going to serve the Lord? He said, if it seems evil. And I thought I would just look up what he meant when he said, if it seems evil. And he said, if you think it's going to spoil you or to literally break you to pieces or to make you good for nothing, or if it's going to be bad physically, socially, or morally, or to do you harm, or to cause you to behave yourself in some bad way, or to deal ill, or to do mischief, or to vex, or to be worse than you are to serve God, then choose you this day whom you will serve. But you know, I've never known anybody that got saved and served God that turned out worse than what they were. Everybody, Brother Robbie, that I've ever heard testify that got saved, said it made me a better person. Thank God. Amen. David said it brought me up out of a horrible pit. And I've always found through the years that people that got saved felt like that made a better person out of them. So Joshua said, whatever you're going to do, that's up to you. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, God doesn't force anybody to serve him. People that are forced to serve doesn't make good servants. So God doesn't force any of us to serve. You know, we've read and heard about and known about people that were forced to serve, and they only do what they are forced to do. But people that serve by love, praise God, they just serve. What can I do? What can I do? What else can I do? They serve by love. And that's the way God wants us to do. Hey, don't you love to serve? Really, don't you love to serve? Isn't it wonderful to have the privilege to serve God? I love it. I heard about back in the days of slavery, and someone, I either read this or I heard somebody tell it, and I tried to refresh my memory when I was thinking about this. But somebody either told me or I read about an old black man that had been whipped and beaten so many years and served under servitude. And finally he got so tired and so put up with, his family had been scattered. Maybe if I remember right, his children and wife had all been sold. And he was an old slave left to himself. And he decided, I'm not serving anymore. And he said, I'm not going to, you can, and finally they took him to the block to sell him. And he told, I'm not, when they put him up to sell, he said, I'm not serving whoever buys me, I'm not serving. I am not serving. Whatever you do, whoever buys me, I'm not serving. You can do whatever you want to with me, I'm not going to serve. But I bought him and took him home. And when he took him home, he said to him, why did you buy me? I told you I'm not serving. You can do whatever you want to with me, but I'm not serving anymore. I've served all I'm going to serve. You can whip me. You can beat me, but I'm not serving anymore. I've served all I'm going to. The man said, I bought you for a reason. He took him down. He put him in a little hut, had a bed in it and a table. After a while, he brought him a meal. Praise God. Amen. He said, man, why did you do this? I told you I'm not serving anymore. Amen. Praise God. He looked around, had a good little bed. After a while, he finally laid down. Tomorrow, he brought him another meal. Amen. Praise God. The old man come again the next day, brought him some more food. After a while, the old slave decided, well, this man's treating me better than any slave owner that I've ever had. He decided, maybe I might do something. Praise God. He decided, I'll serve him. He wasn't forced to do it, but he decided out of love and appreciation for what that man had done for him, I believe I'll go back and I believe I'll make a servant for this man. Praise God. That's the way that God wants me and you to serve him. He don't want to force us to do it, but God wants us to serve him by love. Don't you love him? Praise God. Don't you love him? Oh, I love him. You know, I'm glad that God wants us to serve him by choice. I chose to serve him. I'm glad I wasn't forced to serve him, but thank God I chose. There was a time in my life when somebody else made my decisions for me. Amen. Praise God. But thank God there came a time when I was able to make my own choice. Praise God. Oh, do you remember, praise the Lord, when Mama said, it's time, amen, to brush your teeth. Praise God. Come on, go with me. Let me preach to you a little while. Praise the Lord. It's time to comb your hair. Get ready for school. Get ready for Sunday school. Get ready for church. Praise the Lord. Oh, time to take a bath and change your clothes. That they made other decisions for us. You remember those days? That's older folks. Some of you little ones are still there, but praise God. Come and go with me. Praise the Lord. You know, Mama said it's time to get your homework done. They were making decisions for you. Praise God. And then it's time to go to bed. Then after a while, it's time to get up. Praise God. Somebody else made the decision. Daddy, Dickie will remember that. Daddy said, time to mow the lawn, boys. Time to milk the cows. Time to do the chores. Praise God. Somebody else made. I see some of you grinning, nodding. Yeah. Somebody else made your decisions for you. Praise God. But thank God we come out of that with a praise the Lord. We come out with somebody else not making our decision, but they gave us the responsibility. Praise the Lord. And with privilege comes responsibility. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And responsibility brings on some decision making. And with decision, praise God, amen, comes consequences. Amen. Praise the Lord. So people making their decision also brings on consequences. Oh, we need to think about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you love the fact that thank God, God gives us the privilege to make our decision. But oh, think about the responsibilities that we have. And then when we have the responsibility to make our decision, listen, we need to think about the consequences that are waiting down at the end of our, making our decision. Oh, I wish I could preach to you this morning. We choose what we eat. We choose what we wear. We choose where we go. We choose the car we buy. We choose the job. We choose where we go to school and college. All of those things are decisions. But listen, friend, amen, there's a decision that every one of us need to think about, and that is, are we going to choose to serve God? Praise God, the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life is the choice, are you going to choose to serve God? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Adam and Eve made a choice. Adam and Eve made a choice. A lot of times us men want to put it off on Eve, but Adam was the one that God spoke to. Adam said, amen, there's a tree in the midst of this garden. Don't eat of it. Amen. But we say, but Eve, she's the one the devil talked to. But Adam was the one that got the responsibility from God. Don't eat of it. Hello, come on, help me preach here, Lord. Praise God. Adam, don't eat of that tree in the midst of the garden. They made a choice. In that same garden was the tree of life. Do you hear me? They made a choice. Yes, I know the devil deceived Eve, but Eve brought the fruit to Adam. Adam knew the fruit that was on that tree. Adam knew what God had said.
Amen. She ate of it, but she brought it to Adam and he partook of it. He was the one that God had talked to. Now the responsibility is on Adam. And when God came to the garden, he didn't say, Eve, where art thou? He said, Adam, where art thou? Hey. Where art thou, Adam? Where are they? They made a decision. And listen, we're still suffering from the consequences of Adam's sin. Oh, praise God. Help me, Lord. I wish the choice, amen, was theirs. And they made a decision. But look at the effect that it's had on the whole world. Hey, be careful. The decision that you make, there's consequences. And we need to be careful. Somebody way down the road may be paying for it for years and years to come. Be careful about your decision. Oh, I wish I could preach. Hallelujah. Choose you this day. In the book of Deuteronomy, if I could turn there, amen, and read in chapter number 30. Amen. In chapter number 30. Moses is talking to the people. This is a while before Moses passes away. And Moses said, in verse number 15. See, I've set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his way, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. Now look, Moses knows that he's not going to get to go over. So he's given commandment to these people. You're going over. I can't go. God's already told me I can't go because, amen, I smote the rock instead of speaking to it. But here he is, brother. He said, I'm giving you commandment. You're going over. But I can't go. But I'm giving you some warning. Don't. Pray. Don't turn away. Go on with God. Praise the Lord. He said in verse number 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Praise God. Therefore, choose life. Woo! That both thou and thy seed may live. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, let me read that verse again. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Woo! Hallelujah. That had not to be a hard choice. I set before you life and death, good and evil. But here he said, I set life and death. Choose life. How hard would that be? What kind of a choice would that be? Choose life. Why? That you and your children can live. Praise God. Oh, praise God. That ought to be a hard decision to make. Choose life. Anybody want to choose death over life? I've never seen anybody that wanted to choose death over life when they had the chance to choose it. Praise. Hey, give me a chance. Give me a chance to choose life or death. I'll choose life. I'll choose life. I want to live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, choose life. Why? That both yourself and your little ones can live. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Help me while I preach. Oh, praise. Come here. Come here. Come here. I need some help. Praise the Lord. Where's my little... Where you at, Dustin? Dakota, come help Papa. You don't help Papa preach. Dawson, you don't help Papa preach. I used to play with my little Dustin and David and Daryl and when there's little... Praise God. You don't help Papa preach. So, praise God.
I'm not trying to be silly, but listen, the Almighty God, when God dealt with me to preach, amen, he's got life and death, and it's exactly what he said. I said before you, life and good, death and evil. Why did you say a sermon like we're saying in here this morning? Praise God. Amen.
Well, praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You all may have to get an offering here. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to be silly, but thank God. God wants you to have life and good. He's got good. Listen, people are choosing death when they know, oh, I know, my God, I know a young man, my Lord, some of you may know about this already, but I know a young man that just left out, amen, just left out a few hours ago, Lord have mercy, raised up, amen, that knows what righteousness is, that knows what holiness is, raised up, left out, my God, left his wife and two or three little babies, amen, took off to a gambling den, amen, to meet another woman. My Lord, where in the world are we coming to here? My God, what's this world coming to? Amen, I'll tell you what, they're choosing death, and God's just saying, choose life. Amen, I said before you this day, good and evil, pray. Oh, if it seem evil, listen, they're not choosing the good. There's good things out there, saints. My God, help me here. Pray. Amen. You got any more money in your purse, mama? Pray. I may need some more here. I'm about to run out. I'm afraid somebody sent more up here than what I got. Praise God in my pocket. But if you want to choose, amen, which one you going to choose, sis? Praise God. Which one you going to choose? Which one you going to choose? Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got reimbursed there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Which one you going to choose? Choose life. Choose good. Which one you going to choose? Amen. Why'd you choose that one? Praise God. Amen. We're making some good choices here this morning. Thank the Lord. Somebody help me out. I got enough. I think I got it made. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Praise. Oh, pray. Woo! Amen. Listen, I wish I could get an altar call. I wish I could get an altar. Y'all praying about this. Come on, church. Help me here. I'm not trying to be silly. I'm not. I'm as serious as I can be. Amen. I'm going to give an altar call here in a little bit. But I'm telling you, there's more than dollar bills at stake. There's souls at stake. God, let me preach. Amen. Who hadn't chose yet? Have you got to choose yet, darling? Praise God. No, you haven't got to choose. Which one you going to choose? Amen. Amen. Choose again. Which one you going to choose? Choose. Choose. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God always, every time I've ever dealt with God, God's always held the best out in front of me. He says, choose life. God always holds the best out. He always puts the best out first. Praise God. Come on, children. Thank God you're doing good. Help me here, Lord. Help me here, Lord. Pray who hadn't chose yet. Amen. This little girl right here. Praise God. Which one you going to choose, darling? Amen. Which one you going to choose? Amen. Why'd you choose that one? There. Oh, praise God. Amen. Come on, church. Praise God, are you? All right, praise the Lord. Amen. You haven't got to choose yet, son. Amen. Which one are you going to choose? Choosing life. Are you with me, church? Are you backing me up? Praise God. Which one are you going to choose, boy? Amen. There it is right there. Praise God. Choosing life. Amen. These boys, praise God. Which one are we going to choose? Amen. Choosing the one. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank God. Amen. Oh, praise God. God always puts the best out in front of you, church. I don't care where you are. I don't care what your circumstances are. If you're dealing with God, the Almighty God always puts the best out in front of you. He'll always give you the best choice. And you say, but preacher, you don't know where I've been. I don't need to know where you've been. I need to know you're dealing with a just God. I need to know you're dealing with a just God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have we got some more boys here that wants to help me preach? Come here, boys. You're going to deal with me. You're going to help me preach. Which one are you going to choose? Amen. Oh, praise God. Look at there. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more here. Praise the Lord. You're going to help me preach. You're going to help me preach. Come on, church. Praise God. Help me here, Lord. You're going to help me preach, son. He's pretty busy boy, that boy is. Praise God. He may be like a lot of folks, too busy to choose. Amen. But praise God. Come on. You're going to choose. Which? Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to choose a hand. Are you going to make a choice? Are you going to make a choice? Which one are you going to choose? Amen. He's a little small. Praise God. But listen, we're in a serious time, church. We're in a very serious hour. God bless your heart. Oh, that God would help us. Amen. I'm a serious. Listen, he set before you life and death, good and evil. What you going to choose? Joshua said, if it seems evil, if you think it's going to make you worse, if you think it's going to make you bad, amen, choose. Thank you, children. God bless your heart. Brother Tommy, appreciate you helping me preach this morning. God bless you, everyone. Praise God. I hope I point across to you this morning. Thank God. Is there some more? I got some more. Some of you bigger ones want to help me preach this morning. Praise God. Amen. I praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else want to help me? Thank God. Hallelujah. If some of you bigger ones want to help me, I'll take the time to do it. Praise God. Amen. I'm dead serious about this. Praise God. But listen, God's got life and good, and there's death and evil set before you. What are you going to choose? Praise God. What are you going to choose? Adam made a mistake. Eve made a mistake. Listen, the devil tries to hide, amen, the things that he offers. Amen. Listen, let me tell you, amen, the consequences. Oh, my Lord, help me, mama. Pray for me hard. I need to bring this to a close right quick. Tobacco, amen, come on. Amen, come on. You may try it, boys and girls. You may try tobacco, but it'll bring cancer. Amen. Oh, Lord, let me show you some things. Alcohol, broken homes, crying babies. Amen. Gambling, my Lord. Oh, that young man that I know that left his wife and little babies to cry. Amen's a gambler. Spent all of his money. Amen. Left his wife. Promiscuity. Amen. Brings AIDS and STDs. Oh, my Lord. Choose life, young people. Choose life. Choose life. Oh, my. Amen. The reality of forsaking the house of God and making those other choices. Lord, I wish I could remind you. Amen. Remember Elimelech and Naomi? Praise God. They went down. If you read the book of Ruth, they went down. Amen. In the land of Moab. They were just going to sojourn. We're just going to quit for a while. We're just going to leave the church for a while. We're just going to get out of church for a little while. We're going to come back. We'll be back in a little while. We'll be back in a few days. Amen. But soon, Elimelech died. It wasn't long, amen, till their sons died. Amen. Oh, but praise God. Naomi said, I hear that God's blessed us back in Bethlehem, Judah. Thank God. I believe I'll go back home. Oh, pray. If you're away from God this morning, this old gray-headed preacher said, come on back. Praise God. Come on back. Praise. It's time to get back. Praise God. You've been out too long. Thank God. Amen. Get on back as quick as you can. Get back before everybody dies down there. They didn't intend to stay long, but they stayed longer than they're just going to sojourn. But they're down there about 10 years, the Bible said. Oh, time goes so fast. Brother Troy, time goes so fast. Come on back. Oh, look how long, Brother Kenneth and Sister Sherry. Look what you lost, son. Oh, my God. Oh,
aren't you glad you got back? Amen. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. But there's a bunch of them that ain't made it back yet. But oh, if you're out there this morning, can this old preacher say, come on back. Come on back. He said, I've got life for you. I've got life for you. Why don't you choose it? Pray. Amen. Why don't you come on back? Thank God. Finally, Naomi said, I'm going back. She brought her two daughters-in-law. Said, I'm going back home. Amen. Orpha said, I believe I'll go back to my God.
I believe I'll stay here.
But Ruth said, where you go, I'm going. Woo! Praise God. Where you die, I'm going to die. Your God will be my God. What a choice, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. She went back. When they saw Naomi coming, somebody said, is that Naomi? She said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. I went out full, but I returned empty. But she was back. But she was back. But she was back. She was back. The whole city was moved. But thank God she was back. Praise God. Amen. If you can get back, that's what counts. Praise God. If you can get back, she got back. Praise God. Oh, amen. By faith, Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Just for that season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joseph's choice to escape Miss Potiphar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he did. He escaped. He got out of his coat. She had it for evidence. Amen. Amen. She ruined him, she thought. She thought. She got his reputation for a while. Oh, but praise God. Years in prison, he kept his character. Brother James, there came a day when his character brought him before the king. Amen. And before the king made him prime minister of Egypt. Praise God. What are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? Choose life. Amen. Esau chose a morsel of meat. Jacob chose the birthright. Can I get a song? Can I get a song? I need to close. Amen. Samson chose Delilah. And to get his eyes punched out, grinding in the prison. Amen. Amen. Judas chose 30 pieces of silver and a hangman's noose. Oh, no, you say he didn't choose that. Yeah, he did. That's what he got. Peter chose to go out and weep bitterly. But he preached a message. Praise God. 3,000 souls got saved. Praise. Hallelujah. Choose life. Choose life. There's somebody in this building today, I believe, needs to make a choice. Amen. We then that are strong, we then as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I've heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now. 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 Behold, now is the day of salvation. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Now is accepted time. You know, if I could erase from my mind the memory of Carol Henniger, if I could erase the memories from my mind of the young boy Eddie at Sand Springs, that promised me Friday afternoon, I'll see you Sunday morning. I wouldn't be so disturbed. When I stepped in that emergency room before daylight Sunday morning and saw him, and I knew that he didn't see me, I just can't put those things out of my mind. When God says, preach to them, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Because I've called and you refused. I stretched out my hand and still nobody regarded. And all the time I said, choose life. Life's full of decisions. She sang, if I don't make it, I've got myself to blame. But you can make it. You can make it. Choose life. Stand. Now come on. Now come on. Sing. Come on. Come on. Come on. I believe God gave me this message. Come on. Sing when you're ready. Please come. On credit, there's no guarantee of life. You could be gone in a moment.
know where you stand.
When your time comes to die, you also know that Christ is coming.
Come on.
And if you're left behind,
come on.
How you wish.
All you gotta do is just make that choice. Fellas did.
Living on the borderline.
Come on.
If you only knew.
Choose.
His plans for you.
Choose life. Somebody in this building needs to choose today.
While there's still time.
Somebody in this building needs to choose today.
Please make up your mind.
Is it you?
You can't be happy.
Is it you?
Living on the borderline.
Is it you? Somebody needs to choose today. Is it you? Somebody needs to choose today.
You wouldn't wait or hesitate while there's still time.
You're making a choice.
Oh, tomorrow is
just on choose life. Come on, choose life.
You could be
wise.
Gone in a moment.
Come on, be wise.
When your time comes,
come on, be wise.
To die, you also know that Christ is coming.
Come
and
on, be wise. Make a good choice.
More time.
Is it you?
While there's still time.
While there's still time. You're making a choice right now.
You can't be happy.
You're making a choice.
On the borderline.
By this time tomorrow night, will you be glad to? By this time tomorrow morning, will you be glad you made this choice?
His plans for you.
Will you be glad you made this choice?
You wouldn't wait.
I set before you life and good, death and evil. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That time is running out.
Do you need
so
to come?
Just listen.
Do you need to come? Come on.
His tender voice. He's calling.
Don't stop short of the altar. Come on. Come on.
To reach out while there's still time.
Come on.